Hello. Welcome to episode 4 of The Thief's Tale, season 2 of the Devil's Violin podcast. This time, we're telling one story across 5 episodes, so if you haven't yet listened to episodes 1, 2 and 3, I suggest you do so now. And please note, this is a story for adults. Our podcast is free, but if you wish to send a donation, you can do so at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. At our website, you can also buy a download of this podcast and our previous shows. Our thanks go to the Arts Councils of Wales and England for their support with this project. The old thief, Conall Crovey, is captured in the act of stealing the King of Ireland's favourite horse. To save the lives of his companions, he must entertain the King's mother. He must relate tales from his long and eventful life of even tighter scrapes than the one in which he found himself in that moment. We return to him as he recounts how he was lowered into a pit of rotting corpses. There I was, swaddled up tight like a baby. They dropped me down a ways through the flies to near the floor of the pit, then cut the rope. I landed face down. I could see nothing. The cloth was over my eyes, but my face struck something so hard it broke my nose and shattered my teeth. My bread and water landed beside me. I heard the rock above lowered back into its place. I had secreted a knife upon my person. I cut myself free. I looked about me. I had landed on a skull. Corpses, skeletons everywhere, flies in my mouth, my ears, in my nostrils. I flailed my arms. The stench was so strong, I tasted it. Beneath the buzzing, a scritching, a scratching, a chittering. Rats. I picked my way over the bodies until I came to a corner of the cave. I pushed back the bones. I sat with my back to the wall, drank some water and wept. I lay in an agony of torment for days. What was I going to do? Every moment was an age. There was no peace. Flies everywhere. Always that infernal buzzing, buzzing. At first I couldn't eat. But in time hunger returned. I ate slowly, but soon the bread was gone. I wept and wept until the tears would not come. In the buzzing of the flies, I heard the dead whispering to me. Such secrets they shared. The flies. They were just flies. Let them clamber over the folds of my face if they so willed. The bodies were just bodies, empty things. They no longer disgusted or frightened me. I checked their pockets, hoping to find food, but they had nothing. The women had been dead when they had been dropped into the pit, and the men who had accompanied them had eaten every scrap before they had starved. I found bracelets, though, and brooches, and rings, and necklaces. I took them. Then one day, I heard another sound. and light came streaming down from above. The stone was being lifted. Someone had come to free me. No. A woman's body descended, and then her husband and his provisions. In such a place, in such a predicament, the strangest thoughts rule your mind. Your Majesty, it was him or me. I needed his food. As soon as the man fell to the floor, I grabbed a rock and dashed out his brains. The King of Ireland said, "You murdered a man." "No, Your Majesty," said the old thief. Four times I beat out a man's brains to steal his food. I beg you, not to judge me too quickly. Had your highness been trapped in such a place, who knows what he would have done? One day, as I watched the rats, a thought entered my head. Where did they come from? I followed them to a speck of light. They had burrowed into the cave to feed on the flesh of the dead. I crawled down their tunnel. It grew narrower, so narrow that the floor and the roof was pressed against the sides of my head. I shuffled on my belly through rat droppings, and then I was blinded by the immensity of the light before me. I pulled myself out of the cleft, slowly, slowly. Fresh air. I wept for joy to look upon the sky again. My heart lifted to feel the sun on my skin. If I had been found by the island women, they would have returned me to the pit. So I made for the seashore with all haste. I hid among the dunes, living on birds' eggs and fish, until I saw the sail of a passing ship. With what strength I had left, I waved my arms. They took me aboard. I paid for my passage with the jewelry I had stolen from the dead. I returned to Ireland with nothing. I had no choice but to steal. Stormy nights were best. No one was about, and the rain washed away all signs of my actions. I took from you, Your Majesty, and your nobles, because you were the only ones with anything worth stealing. One stormy night, I stole a cow and her two calves from his lordship. I was on my way home when I saw him and his men in pursuit with dogs. Now, I wasn't far from my second best bolt hole, a shack hidden among three trees at the end of a narrow valley. I resolved to conceal myself there until the hunt had passed by. I went in and lit a fire to warm myself. In a moment of lightning, I saw a strange sight. The darkness was prowling around me. Into the light of the fire came two round, green, slitted eyes. Under the eyes appeared a sneer of sharp teeth. It was a cat. A black cat the size of a man. Then another beside it, and another, and another. 12 black cats surrounded me. Then, in from the storm, came an even bigger one, red, red as hell fire. A lament for the passing of Conall Crovey. They threw back their heads and yowled. Thank you. you sing a funeral song when I am not dead? The red cat, twitching her tail. Hungry work, singing. I'm afraid I have nothing to eat upon my person. She looked me up and down. Your person? Me? But I'm all bones. The calf. Take the calf. The cats pounced on it, tore it to pieces, devoured it in a moment, and then returned to me. Time for another lament. Singing such a song for so long stirs the appetite. There's the other calf. Well, I said, hasn't this been lovely? We really must do it again very soon. Thank you for all your wonderful laments. I couldn't have hoped for a better send-off. But now, I'm afraid, it's time for me to... Another lament for Connell Crowley. Cow, I said, take the cow. Don't tell me, said the King of Ireland. Weren't you in a tighter scrape then than the one you are in now? He was, said the King's old mother. Surely, said the old thief, a noble personage like your good self would feel duty bound to keep his word. Very well, said the young king. The third brother is free, but there'll be no pardon for you. I'll tell you what, though. If we enjoy your tale, you'll die quick. You'll dance on a rope instead of boiling the oil. That's fair. There I was, said Connell Crowley, trapped in a bothy with 13 huge and hungry cats. While they were distracted fighting over the last remaining pieces of the cow, I fled. I couldn't outrun them, so I climbed as high as I could up the first of the three trees around my shack. When they noticed my absence, they bounded out. In the next lightning flash, I saw the red cat below me glaring up. She called to her companions. One of the black cats commenced to climb. She lunged. Her claws raked my face. You see the scar? I stabbed her in the eye with my sword and she fell. The other cats didn't like that. They began to scrape at the earth around the roots. Once the roots were uncovered with their needle teeth, they chewed through them one by one. The tree gave such a lurch, I crawled along a branch. As the first tree toppled, I jumped to the second. The cats pounced on the fallen tree and then looked up and saw me in the branches of the one beside it. They hissed and spat. Now they attacked those roots. I jumped to the third. They gathered around my tree and set to. I felt it pitch and lurch as they gnawed through each root. We hope you enjoyed episode 4. Episode 5 will arrive next Sunday. The Devil's Violin are Daniel Morden telling the stories, Sarah Moody playing cello, and Oliver Wilson Dixon on violin. Oliver also mixed and produced this podcast. When circumstances allow, the Devil's Violin will be back on tour with a new show called The Beast in Me.
To be sure to hear the next episode and to get info on where and when we're going to be playing, please hit the subscribe button. Don't forget, you can also donate at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. Thank you very much for listening. See you next Sunday.